This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Motorcycle riding has an unmistakable aura of romanticism. There's nothing quite like taking to the open road on two wheels with the wind buffeting your whole body. But that thrill can be dangerous if you're not careful. And summer weather brings more motorcyclists out riding, and that means both riders and drivers have to do their part so everyone stays safe. Well, here with more on this is Dr. Fahd Ali. He's from the Division of Acute Care Surgery and the Trauma and Critical Care Surgery at Upstate Medical University. He is a trauma surgeon. Welcome, Dr. Ali. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So riding a motorcycle really can be exhilarating, but it can also be quite dangerous. And in your professional role, you have seen a lot of the results of this danger. Tell us about that.
I have. I have seen several patients come in with partial decapitations. They've come in with multiple broken extremities, partial amputations. I've seen internal injuries which are severe. Some of the worst injured patients that I see don't come through knives and gunshot wounds or shotgun blasts. They come through motorcycle accidents. Some of the worst brain injuries we see are from people trying to ride their motorcycles and just having a good day on a nice warm evening or afternoon.
So it is a really dangerous thing. I mean, when you think about it, you're hurtling through space. You have your body hurtling through space at a very rapid speed, sometimes too rapid a speed, and you really have very little protection.
There's the protection that you have outside of a helmet is pretty artificial. The leather jackets and some of the Kevlar vests that I've seen only really protect you from road rash. They don't do anything to reduce the transfer of what can only be described as enormous mechanical forces on your body.
Right. It's something that it would almost dissuade a somewhat rational person from doing it. Yet, we know that there's so much appeal to, especially in our climate with such long winters and being closed in for so long, this whole idea of getting on the open road, the wind in your hair, not in your hair if you've got a helmet on. But it's just very, very appealing. So what do you think are some of the most important things that people should remember when it comes to safety tips to avoid these kinds of terrible, terrible accidents that you see?
Well, we need to put this in a little perspective. Motorcycle operators only account for less than 1% of the miles that are traveled in the United States yearly. But they represent 14% of the deaths, which means that's a high proportion. If you are wearing a helmet, only 12% of those who were fatally injured were ones wearing a helmet. Of the fatally injured patients, 79% were not wearing a helmet.
So just let's get this straight. So obviously, one of the first things you want to do is protect your head. And so wearing a helmet is crucially important. Is it a law in New York State? I know not all states require it. Is it required in New York State?
Yes. And it's not the partial helmet that helps. You need the full helmet. If you use the helmet, there's at least a 37% decrease in fatality rates. And there's at least a 41% decrease in injury severity. If you look at just brain injuries and brain bleeds, and these are life-altering injuries where a person's body may be intact, but they lose a part of who they are, the decrease is 67%. It's not mild. If you look at the data regarding laws, in the year 2000, Florida repealed their helmet law. And thereafter, we found that the statistics showed a 2-time increase in the fatality rate in motorcycle operators.
What were they thinking? What were they thinking?
The wind in their hair.
Yeah, so this idea, there are what I understand are Department of Transportation approved helmets, and those should often have a chin guard, something like that. So that's crucial. How about things? Let's talk about some of the other safety issues. I mean, it seems to me you have to have the right bike, the right gear. Avoid bad weather. I mean, you shouldn't be going out in a terrible rainstorm, for example. And you need to have your wits about you, it would seem. You need to kind of, if you're distracted or angry or very sleep deprived, it doesn't sound like the best time to be out on a bike.
Well, no, it's common sense. A motorcycle inherently is going to be a little bit more unstable. When you're in a vehicle, you're protected by essentially a metal and fiberglass cage that's been tested over and over and over to absorb a lot of the mechanical force of a crash. When you're in a motorcycle, you have no such protection and you don't have any restraint systems.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Dr. Fahd Ali, and we're talking about motorcycle safety and all of the potential hazards that go with riding a motorcycle. So speed also has to play a role here. And it's very appealing to probably speed when you're on a motorcycle.
Not just motorcycles, but cars. Speeding, and we're not talking about going at 65 miles per hour instead of 55. We're talking about really speeding. If you look at it, 13,000 lives are lost every year just from speeding as an independent factor alone. And 27% of the injuries of people in work zones, those construction areas where it's the law to slow down, 27% of those are due to speeding. And not minor speeding, excessive speeding. And
so speed kills, basically, whether you're in a motorcycle or in a car.
And there's an exponential increase as that happens.
How about things like making yourself visible? It strikes me that as a motorcyclist, making yourself more visible, because what I think also is a potential problem is this idea of sharing the road or not sharing the road, that people in vehicles and cars may not see you, may not respect your space, and all of that kind of thing. So it sounds to me like it might be really important to make yourself very visible when you're on the road, not necessarily wearing all black, but maybe something that has more color or neon quality or something like that.
Well, reflective tape, reflective something. Remember, when you're on a motorbike, what you have is one tail light, and whether or not people should see it, but it won't necessarily be seen. Bad weather, or if you have a distracted driver, a reflective surface helps, and it doesn't just help motorcycle operators. Pedestrians also are out there now and walking on the side of the road. A lot of places in this area do not have sidewalks. And at night, you're not always on the best well-lit roads in a neighborhood. So remember, the headlights of a car or a motorcycle don't extend that far, especially if you're wearing dark clothing. So you should have some kind of reflective tape or a flashlight, just for not just your safety, but anyone else with you.
And how about alcohol? I mean, it strikes me as that potential for, you know, riding sober is so crucial, even more so for motorcyclists, I would think, than for it should be for all vehicular drivers, but...
Well, riding sober is the law. Is there an acceptable limit to alcohol? No, not really. We've set artificial limits on where we feel the impairment is significant enough to cause an unsafe situation. But the fact is, no matter how much or how little you drink, you are going to have some impairment of your reflexes.
What percentage of people would you say that you see in your role alcohol plays a role, or has played a role in their accident?
A third to a half, and that's just motor vehicle accidents. If you look at it, if you are drunk with a blood alcohol level of greater than 0.8, you are 3 to 4 times more likely to speed as well. So there are some, because your perception is off, and you're not recognizing that you're impaired. There are issues.
It sounds to me like that could be a crucial issue. Well, there's a lot to be considered here, and clearly the stakes are very, very high. I read somewhere that there is a New York State Motorcycle Safety Program. We're going to have a link to it on our website. And the recommendations are that people take some kind of a basic riding safety course prior to getting on a bike, and just like you would hopefully to ride in a vehicle as well, know what you're doing. But I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing these very scary statistics, but also very important facts.
Well, the one more fact I should mention, and it's unrelated to motorcycle, is the use of seatbelts in rear seats is very important because there's a 50% decrease of injury and death. But if you look at just rear seat passengers, especially in SUVs and vans, you decrease the rate by 73%.
That's stunning. So, well, thank you so very much. We'll have to really... We all have to keep that in mind. My guest has been Dr. Fahd Ali from the Division of Acute Care Surgery, Trauma, and Critical Care Surgery at Upstate Medical University. Once again, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.